Hello guys, Scott from WealthLab here, and we are going to be talking today about accessing your super. What's the process? How does it all work? And I've got my esteemed colleague Phil with me again. Phil, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, mate. Yeah, how are you?
Not bad. Back from our Sydney trip.
Yeah.
If you are following at home and you happen to Google Phil or myself, we had the pleasure of being on the stage at the Kinexus Forum, the Kinexus Financial Forum that was put on, and we uploaded a photo, so that was nice to be under the lights very, very briefly.
Yeah, made me feel important for a moment.
I know, it was all of us both wearing suits, which was kind of interesting. Having both of us had a career where we required to wear suits in prior life, so it was nice to actually get them out and see if they still fitted.
Yeah, I was just impressed I was able to squeeze in, so that was good. Yeah. Call it a win.
Thanks to us.
Yeah,
for sure. All right. So common question we get from people is, how do I get my money out of my super fund? Mm. Well, thank you for clicking on this link because we're going to answer it. Step one, how old are you? That's the question I'm going to ask you, because that's how old you need to be to access your super fund. You can start drawing down an income from it at age 60. However, if you're working with us as your advisor, chances are we will probably be telling you to keep that amount invested, because it's pretty rare that people have enough money in their balances to live a comfortable life in their 70s, 80s, and 90s if they start drawing on their super from basically as soon as they have a birthday and turn 60. So I've got here in front of me what a comfortable retirement looks like. And I'm just going to just pop this one out now very quickly. And I encourage anyone who is watching at home, what I've got opened up, literally just got the industry super funds account. And it's just saying, in today's dollars, a comfortable retirement for a couple is $70,500 per year. Hmm. Now, this is not a lavish lifestyle. This is just a comfortable retirement. We know with things getting a lot more expensive, we're talking about paying gas, heating, keeping the lights on, paying some internet, making sure there's fuel in the car. That is just at a base level what the 70 grand per annum is going to provide you. So, for example, if you're retiring at age 60 with, say for example, $250,000, and you've got $70,000 of expenses, you are out of money at age 64. You do have the option to continue to work, and we see a lot of our clients work up to age 67. At that point, then we may be discussing partially drawing down on their accounts, as well as partially doing some age pension, depending on what assets you've got. A couple other elements, compassionate reasons. You can request a $10,000 amount. Usually don't, because it's really ineffectively taxed. Mm. The government hates people to do it, and you really need to be literally homeless and prove that you're homeless, or completely unable to make medical expenses that have been already sent to you. And you have to show the invoices to show this. So it's usually a pretty dire situation, and they won't let you get very much out of your account. So I'll just address that one as well, because that's another little question that often comes up. Mm. So that's my little intro. Hopefully that answers some questions. Now, Phil, over to you.
Yeah.
What are you talking about today?
Beautiful. Yeah, well, essentially, just probably go a little bit further on some of the things you've touched on already. For thinking about those sort of accessing super and how you can access it. So as Scott mentioned, 60 is the gate opener for most people, you know, setting aside the compassionate reasons, the hardship provisions, all that stuff, which is there, it's difficult, it's ineffective to tax, it's usually a terrible idea. So set that aside, move on. So if you hit 60, you can start to access your super. Now, there are rules around this. So the first rule is, if I want full access to my super, I need to have retired from an arrangement or ceased an arrangement of employment after turning 60. And if I've done that, happy days, I can now access my super. Nice and simple. Not that hard to meet if you, want to move on from your job. Now, by ticking that box and accessing your super, there's actually no reason you can't return to work beyond doing that. So you may finish one job, start another job a week later. That's fine. You've got access to the super that was unlocked at the time that you met that provision. Any new contributions that are made through your new job will be re-preserved, though, and you will have to meet a new condition of release to be able to access those. But, you know, that's going to give you the majority of your super accessible by changing, you know, ceasing an arrangement of employment since turning 60. So that's number one. You can actually also continue or start to access your super after turning 60 if you're still working. So you haven't ceased an arrangement of employment, I'm still working. You then can access it via what we call an account-based pension or a transition to retirement pension. Very simply put, it's just a way of drawing an income stream from your superannuation, that may be fortnightly payments or a once annual payment or whatever suits the circumstance. Yep. Reasons you may do this is maybe you need some money, and in which case you should be talking to us around how that's going to impact your later retirement and those sort of things. There's also some really cool strategic stuff that for the right people in the right circumstance, it can be pretty useful. So sometimes we could use that to start drawing down an income and use that to make tax deductible contributions back to super, which kind of feels like it shouldn't be allowed, but is. So it's a great thing, or can be a great thing in the right circumstances to take advantage of. So that's something we may talk to you about if you're a client of ours and those circumstances met. Now, the next condition of release after that is I've turned 65. Now, at 65, it doesn't matter whether you're working or not. 65 is automatically you have a condition of release, you've got access to all of your super. And then it really just becomes a question of how you access it. So it's pretty rare that we have someone retire and just rip all their money out and get stick it under the mattress. I don't know if you've had that happen, Scott, but...
had someone's grandparents do that.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Yeah, so someone's died and they found the money.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, right.
That's a quick way if you really want to have, first of all, get destroyed by inflation, put money in a jam jar down by the shed.
Yep.
Because then you lose out pretty quickly. Because inflation will always eat just leaving money in the bank. Leaving money in physical cash, and you can also just die and lose it. So,
yep, it's that too,
another issue.
Yeah. So long story short, ordinarily, if we're talking to someone that has retired, so whether you've met a condition release after 60 or you've turned 65, we're probably not suggesting that they rip the whole amount out and go do something else with it. So potentially that money's still invested. You may choose to take lump sums depending on your circumstance, or you may choose to draw an income stream. So what would be a common thing is we may say people say you get paid fortnightly. Maybe you just draw the income you need fortnightly and away you go. Money remains invested, does its thing. But you're drawing an income out of it and you're still invested to keep out of inflation. So that's another thing. There are a bunch of new products that are starting to come out, which you may see more about on the news, part of the new government's retirement income covenant or whatever the hell they've called it. So there's some interesting lifetime products and all these sort of things coming out. It's very early days in that area, but it's expected there's going to be some new products on the market that'll provide different ways of accessing your super as well. So we'll talk more about those when there's more out in the world and we've got more to talk about. But that, very simply, that's how you're accessing your super. So it's usually a combination of lump sums or regular income, just depending on what suits the people in front of us.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Good stuff. That's it. Hopefully we've answered some questions, guys. If you have got any specific questions related to your own scenarios, please reach out. We'd be more than happy to help. We've got a 15-minute booking tool available on the website that you can jump on and organize a chat to us to see if we're a good fit for you. Phil, anything else you want to leave people with for today's little chat?
Oh, yeah, look, I suppose the main thing is this is a very high level. We've just given you some very simple ideas around how you can access stuff. If you're getting closer, that's something you're considering, absolutely reach out and speak to us, because we can actually get into the nitty-gritty of how that applies to your personal situation, because it's not going to be the same for everyone. So that's probably the only thing I'd wrap up on.
Love it. All right, mate. Thanks. We'll speak soon. Thanks, guys.
Cheers.